Carthage is an ancient Phoenician colony. According to legend, it was founded by the Phoenicians, led by Princess Dido, in the years when the Trojan War took place. But the oldest remains of the settlement date only from the 9th century BC, and in the 5th century, Carthage far surpassed its metropolis in power. Carthaginians sailed to Britain, to the Azores, and even to the Gulf of Guinea. Such successes in navigation then reached no people. Both Phoenician Carthage and Latin Rome had a common enemy, Greek colonists, who in those years began to actively settle the western coast of the Mediterranean. It is therefore inconceivable that for a long time Rome and Carthage were allies. The cities signed a cooperation agreement. In 383, they even divided among themselves the lands that were to be conquered. Rome inherited southern Italy, and Carthage was about to gain islands in the western Mediterranean. When the Romans fought against the Greek king Pyrrhus, the Carthaginians, Punic people, provided them with financial assistance. The cause of the conflict between the allies was the gang of mercenaries of the Mamertines, also known in history as the Sons of Mars. They captured the city of Messina in Sicily, and then, in the war with the city of Syracuse, turned for help both to Rome and to Carthage, waiting for the first to send troops. The Carthaginians arrived first, but the Romans sent many more troops, led by the Roman consul. After unsuccessful negotiations, the Romans defeated the Carthaginian detachment in Messina, and his commander was crucified on a cross. Thus began the First Punic War between Rome and Carthage. The Romans called Carthaginians Punes, from whence the name came. In the beginning, the Romans were able to occupy the island of Sicily, but at this time, Carthage sent its navy to the Apennine Peninsula. The Roman fleet, few in number and ships, could not confront it. As a result, the first 4 years of the war, the Carthaginians plundered the Italian coast with impunity. However, Rome was helped by an accident. One of the Carthaginian ships was caught in a storm and was carried to land almost unscathed, where it fell into the hands of the Romans. It became the basis of the new fleet. Such ships the Romans called quinquiremes, which means the ships with the 5 rows of oars on each side. The money for the construction of the new fleet was taken from the voluntary donations of Roman citizens. This allowed the Romans not only to drive the enemy fleet from its own shores, but to send their expedition having 300 ships to Africa in 256 BC. Carthage was so frightened that it offered a peace agreement. However, the Roman conditions were too harsh. Then, Carthage decided to go on a military path. They hired an army from Greece, led by the Spartan commander Xanthippus, who has already defeated the Romans at the Battle of the Bagrados River. Besides, the Roman fleet that escaped from Africa was caught in a storm on the way home. Thus, Carthage was able to regain its position in the war, and the fighting was again transferred to Sicily. It took the Romans 6 years to build a new fleet. However, Carthage also destroyed it in 2 battles. But in Sicily, the Carthaginian army lost to the Romans, and by 247 BC, it had lost most of the cities. It was at that moment that the command of the Carthaginian army was taken by Hamilcar. He changed to the guerrilla war, which was much more successful for Carthage. For Hamilcar's love of rapid crossings and surprise attacks on the enemy, the soldiers nicknamed him Barca, which means thunderbolt. In the end, the decisive factor in the war was not the battle, but the way armies were formed. The Roman army was conscripted, and every citizen of Rome had to serve in it. Carthage, on the other hand, fought with the help of mercenaries, who were often recruited among foreigners. By the end of the war, Carthage ran out of money to keep such a large army. It was therefore forced to accept the Roman terms of peace, which were even more severe than those which the Romans had imposed when they invaded Africa. Carthage renounced Sicily, and also paid a large indemnity of 3,200 talents of gold. But peace did not come to Carthage. The mercenaries, dissatisfied with the delay of the promised payments, began to gather troops in Carthage, intending to take the reward by force. They were commanded by the Greek Spendius and the Libyan Matho. They managed to defeat the Carthaginian militia and drag one of the Numidian kings to their side. Only 4 years later, the Carthaginian commander Hamilcar Barca was able to defeat the mercenaries due to the treason of the same Numidian king. To do this, Hamilcar had to marry his younger daughter to him. These events will go down in history as the Mercenary War. The Romans could not fail to take advantage of these disturbances. Therefore, while Carthage was engaged in a war with mercenaries, Rome also has taken over the islands of Corsica and Sardinia, which by peace treaty were recognized as territory of Carthage. The loss of these islands adversely affected the Carthaginian economy. Therefore, Hamilcar Barca led the Carthaginian conquest of Iberia, famous for abundance of silver. Not only did this save Carthage from economic decline, but it gave money for a new war with Rome. In 221 BC, the son of Hamilcar, Hannibal Barca, was appointed as a commander of the Carthaginian troops in Iberia. He was aspiring to war with Rome, and 2 years later he found a reason for this. The Greek city of Saguntum, an ally of Rome, was at war with the Iberian tribes. Hannibal defended the Iberians. He besieged Saguntum for 8 months, after which he captured the city and massacred the entire male population. In response, Rome declared a second war on Carthage. Hannibal raised an army of 60,000 soldiers, mostly mercenaries, but among them was a detachment of heavy infantry formed from the Carthaginians themselves under the command of Hannibal's brother, Mago Barca. It also included 9,000 Numidian horsemen of King Narravas and 40 war elephants. Hannibal had the right strategic thinking. He decided to bypass the well-fortified garrisons on the Mediterranean coast through the mountain passages, so he wouldn't have to storm them. The Romans did not expect this, and although the transition was not long, it was incredibly difficult. Only half of Hannibal's army survived, and nearly all of his war elephants died. But Hannibal got lucky once again, because it was then that the Padanian Gauls rebelled against the Romans and restrained the Roman army, which went out towards the Carthaginians. They also reinforced Hannibal. This allowed Barca not only to rebuild his army, but also to defeat the Romans twice during 218 BC, first on the banks of the Ticinus River and then near the Trebia River. With the help of new mercenaries, Hannibal increased his army to 40,000 infantry and 6,000 horsemen. The Romans, the following year, assembled a retaliatory 40,000-strong army under the command of the new consul, who marched north to confront Hannibal. But the Carthaginians appeared to be more cunning. They lured the Romans to the mountain pass at Trasimene Lake, where they ambushed and killed about a third of the Roman legionnaires, and their commander along with them. Hannibal could have marched to Rome, but he did not. His troops would not be enough to capture such a large city. Instead, he went to the south of Italy. Romans understood that Hannibal was a threat to their city. Therefore, to save the homeland from the Carthaginians, Fabius Maximus was elected as a Roman dictator. He refused to fight with Carthaginians. Instead, he turned to small skirmishes, destruction of supplies, and pursuit of Carthaginians. All this only wearied Hannibal's army, thinning its ranks, while the commander himself unsuccessfully tried to replenish the army with Greek mercenaries. It is worth noting that the tactic of Fabius Maximus was not popular with the Romans, who mocked him with the nickname Cunctator, ridiculing his indecision. As soon as Fabius Maximus' term expired, the new consuls were chosen among his fiercest critics. They assembled an army of 80,000 Roman legionnaires and went after Hannibal to give him a decisive battle. Both armies met in 216 BC near Cannae. Although Hannibal had a smaller force then, he had a larger and stronger cavalry. It was with the help of the cavalry that he surrounded the Romans and dealt them a merciless defeat. At least half of the Roman army was killed on the battlefield. More than 10,000 legionnaires were captured, including 80 senators. Only 16,000 legionnaires were able to escape from the battlefield. They were sent from their native Italy to serve in Sicily as a punishment. There, command was taken by Publius Scipio, who would be famous as a prominent military leader in the future. Rome was in despair. Roman historian Titus Livius noted that this year, two slaves were sacrificed in the city as a sign of a request to the gods to save Rome from enemies. The Romans had not done this for a couple of centuries. Fabius Maximus returned to the leadership in Rome, becoming the new consul. The defeat of the Romans at Cannae also added allies to Hannibal. The Macedonian king Philip V declared war on Rome. Sicily, Sardinia, and the Tarentine Greeks rebelled against the Romans. The inhabitants of Capua, the second largest city in Italy, even invited Hannibal to their home. However, Fabius Maximus provoked an anti-Macedonian uprising in Greece, after which Philip V hurried to reconcile with Rome. Fabius also returned Sicily to Roman rule and captured Malta. The Tarentine Greeks did more harm to Hannibal's forces than good. Without their own troops, they extended Hannibal's army as city garrisons. Hannibal spent the rest of the war defending the Greeks from southern Italy. In 211 BC, Hannibal organized a campaign to Rome. It was then that in the Roman Senate sounded Hannibal Antiportas, but there was not enough troops to besiege the city, and Hannibal had to return south. Hasdrubal Barca, whom Hannibal left to command the Carthaginian army in Iberia, took over to help his brother. He gathered a new army of mercenaries and, having led it, went to Italy, but was intercepted by the Roman army under the command of Gaius Claudius Nero. At the Battle of the Metaurus, the Carthaginian army was defeated, and Hasdrubal was killed in action. While in 206, Mago Barca tried to bring another Carthaginian army in support of Hannibal, he was intercepted by a Roman army under the command of Publius Scipio. He was also defeated, and Hannibal has lost another brother. These were the first major victories of the Romans in this war. Scipio soon conquered all of Iberia for Rome. In 204 BC, Scipio landed in Africa, and with the help of the Numidians who defected to Rome, defeated the Carthaginian militia. Hannibal had no choice but to return home to defend his homeland. In 202 BC, Scipio defeated Hannibal in the Battle of Zama thanks to the Numidian cavalry which encircled the Carthaginian army. The same way Hannibal defeated the Romans near Cannae once. For this victory, Scipio received the nickname the African from the soldiers. Carthage had to ask for peace once again. The demands of the Romans were even more severe than after the First Punic War. Carthage gave Rome its lands in Iberia. Also, it had to pay 10,000 talents of silver. It was forbidden to keep the navy, and even wars could not be started without the permission of the Romans. Hannibal tried to gather supporters of a new war with Rome, but soon he had to flee Carthage. He served as a commander in Antioch, Bithynia, and Armenia. And when he learned that they were planning to hand him over to the Romans, Hannibal decided to kill himself with poison. It was not until half a century later that the Romans again turned their attention to Carthage. This city was no longer a threat to Rome. However, for many Romans, even the opinion of the existence of Carthage was unacceptable. Senator Marcus Porcius Cato said the same thing at every sitting: Carthage must be destroyed. As a reason for the war, the Romans used a campaign of Carthaginians against the Numidians. At first, the Carthaginians did not want war, and for the sake of peace even gave ships, catapults, and weapons. However, when the Romans demanded to leave the city, they refused to comply. The commander of the Romans, Manius Manilius, was a good orator who had previously urged people to go to war with Carthage. But he was not a commander, and because of his miscalculations, the Carthaginians were able to twice defeat the Romans under the walls of Carthage and prepare the city for a siege. So the war lasted for 3 years. It was not until 147 BC, when Scipio's adopted son, Scipio Aemilianus, took command, that success returned to the Romans. To discipline the army, he ordered the expulsion of 4,000 legionnaires who had committed anything against the army's rules. He also recruited Libyan and Numidian mercenaries who served the Carthaginians. To further isolate the enemy, the Romans built a dam in the Strait of Carthage harbor, after which the famine and epidemics began in the city. But even then, it took them 6 days of continuous assault to capture the city. After that, Scipio Aemilianus ordered not only the destruction of Carthage, he also ordered the plowing of the land in its place and the sowing of salt, demonstrating in such a way that he cursed the place. So, another ancient state fell into decline under the pressure of ancient Rome, and the ruins of Carthage still stand not far from modern Tunisia, recalling the greatness of the ancient city.